This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody bee.
Hi, goody goodies. Guess what? I have a conversation for you. It's with my friend Jeffrey. You've seen him on Search Party. He's so funny. He's so good. He's written books. You go buy them. You listen to this chat. We were 5 days sober and just too proud about it. I love you. Thanks for listening.
I performed last night. Ladies and gentlemen, I did perform last night at the Virgil after not performing for months. Do you?
And that was, they asked you not to. Yes, that was their request.
It was illegal. It was a court ordered hiatus.
Yeah, that was the city of Los Angeles. Yes. Or is it Los Angeles County? Was it the city or county?
I think it was actually federal.
Federal.
The paperwork came with
the presidential seal on it.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's federal, I think.
That seems federal. And you know, to finally be legally allowed to perform again.
Yeah.
It did feel so good to perform. I really feel like I took a big shit.
Had you performed before since Thanksgiving?
I can't even tell you. I think, yeah. I think I might have done like a corporate gig or something. It just feels okay. Like it's been so long since I, you know, tinkled on the ivories of my sick brain.
And did you do a tinkle?
Peed
a little bit.
Well, I talked about the hole in my tooth, which felt like peeing, releasing.
You've been going through it with the tooth.
Well, I was so cocky getting into this year. I was like, I'm hot. I'm working out.
I'm healthy.
And I'm healthy. I went to your dentist for a cleaning, and he was like, ma'am, you have a hole in your tooth.
Ma'am, your teeth all need to be extracted.
Basically, because then he went to the tooth next door to the whole tooth, and that one had cavities too. And he's like, you know, this might end with two root canals.
God. Honey, this could end with us removing your whole jaw. Was there a family of five living in the any of your teeth? No?
Yes, and it was rent controlled, which I think was actually honorable.
Why are your teeth so fucked up?
Well, I went to a bad dentist. I went to a dentist who I left a good Yelp review for, and I shouldn't have. I deleted the review.
Did you?
Yes, do not fuck with me. I will delete my 5-star review.
And you had been seeing the same dentist for a long time?
Yes, for a long time, and that's the only thing that I've been diligent about is dentist. I need to get my pussy checked. I know they're going to
That's the only thing you've been diligent about?
There is a whole other hole in your hole. There is a family of worms.
So wait, your dentist is the main doctor? Do you not really, do you have like a regular like,
doctor?
I do not actually either.
It's just a fake
really
lady that I say that that's my main person, but she would be so embarrassed to find out that I was.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm a walk-in clinic.
100%. Like I haven't had like a GM, I believe that's
general
what they call
meeting? Girl, you're going to get generals this year. I could set you up with some coffees. I could do that.
I haven't had a doctor in a really, like since I was in high school. And I think that's bad. Like I'm now 30. I'll be 33
soon. Yeah, you need
soon.
To.
Like I need to figure
that
out.
We're both like two, it's like two hobos talking about money right now. Because we just don't.
And because but
not
you're so responsible.
Use the word hobo.
You are so responsible.
Non-homed.
You are so responsible.
And I
with
don't,
everything
because
else.
This is the way that I've thought about it.
I would imagine you'd be like all up in your medical shit.
I would think so too. But I think that I've just had this, you know how there's like holes in
your teeth?
But like, you know, you would think that people would know things, but they don't. Like I've always thought about someone looking at my pussy as like making sure that you don't get any STDs, but that's not what it is.
No,
they need to
honey,
go
there's
sure
a whole
that,
world in there.
I know. And I'm not looking at it. I just thought, well, Shauna's going to see if there's.
Yeah, but she's not like trained to be looking for that.
Well,
for whatever it is you
read
think
a
might
book,
be.
Shauna!
Whatever you think might be down there. Do you ever like do like what Charlotte did on Sex and the City and like get a mirror and like just examine
I've definitely looked at my pussy with a mirror. Anyone who hasn't is like, that's definitely will set you apart
from 100%.
Like I think there's people that have looked at their pussy and there's people that are like, why would I do that?
Yeah,
it's like,
that's a definitely a distinction between people. Like I feel like Meghan McCain has never looked at her vagina.
A mirror to your
one time when I was like in like
it's shocking 12, that there's no hole right in the center of your body. There.
Well, there's a butthole, but it's not
but
the center.
The middle is just all skin.
Yeah, the middle is just skin for
what
days.
A weird experience.
But when I was like, probably when I was like 10, one time I put a mirror down there and watched myself poop. Like, watched the poo come out of my butt.
Onto the mirror.
Well, no, it was sort of angled. And I was like pooing into the toilet.
I'm not spooning any of your mirrors.
It
anymore.
Was shocking.
Watching the poo come out?
Yeah, and it kind of disturbed me because I thought it looked like a snake
childbirth.
Coming out.
Like you were birthing
or also
a snake.
A child. I mean, yeah, you've seen childbirth.
I've seen, well,
you've seen
no,
fire and you've seen
I've
rain.
Seen I've seen Wolfie's head through Shauna's pussy, but I have not seen.
That was in Disney World. That was a ride.
Today's sponsor, Disney World. See a child come out of your wife's head pussy. Head pussy. Head pussy.
Well, I think a good resolution.
Shauna had a C-section is what I mean. It was like so close that the head was there,
right,
but he
I
was still like,
that.
I'm chilling. I'm not going. And then his heartbeat was going down and it was like, cut this lady
so
open.
So did you see inside her tum-tum?
Oh, yeah. I saw him come out of her belly like a science fiction movie.
Cool.
And his... the top of his body. I hate that this is the first image that I thought of, but I really was like, oh my God, it's like Putin on the horse, like his strong back. And
yeah.
I hate that I'm even complimenting Putin or
or like saying that your first memory of your actual
There's
son
so many
is Putin.
It is.
He doesn't look anything like Putin.
No, Putin.
Putin.
He just came out so strong and it was like, you know, in a movie when like a hulking like superhero comes out of the water, but the water was Shauna's belly and his back was not Putin.
Well, think about it then more so as like Ariel
Don't
jumping
tell
up
me what
out of
to
the
think.
Ocean
Don't
onto
mansplain
a rock.
My memories of Putin
okay.
as they relate to my child's.
Your wife's stomach.
Okay, wait, no, tell me what to think of it. The
Rock.
Maui
Let's think about
and
The
Moana.
Rock. That's nice. But I think,
you know what I wanted to just quickly say?
Yeah.
Everybody, if you're having a child and you think that you're like going to play them only cool music, get
Mm-mm.
over it.
Get over yourselves. Okay. I was over here on New Year's Eve and I'll tell you, Moana.
And you know what? Moana is the new cool music.
I hadn't seen it. I still haven't seen it all the way through, but I feel like I've pieced it together by the 45 times
you
we watched
the
it
songs,
in that day. Absolutely. Yeah.
I've been standing at the edge of the water.
That's the big popular one. The one I really like is... Yeah, it's a
You're
Welcome song. I really like
Let's
that.
Let's do that one.
Starting it?
What can I say except you're welcome for the sands and the moon and the stars.
That's all I know.
But you can just freestyle because it's even just that.
You'd
it's
be great
like,
as
it's
that
almost
character.
Like, it gives me what Drake... You've said that so many times.
You don't look anything like the character.
No, I feel it. I see it. I know it's about
great.
My broad shoulders. I know it's about my little brown button nose. I know it's about my wavy hair. I could be
Your confidence.
You know what I actually was fantasizing? Wolfie's birthday's coming up. It's going to be Moana themed.
Yeah.
And I did have a fantasy where I like...
you were the character?
We're doing it at a bar.
Yeah.
It's, woo! I don't have my sound effects plugged in, but the sound effect is like, choo-choo!
Yeah.
My fantasy
was to be
I walk out and I'm Moana. Oh no, Maui. I'm Maui and I'm singing You're Welcome because I'm paying for the party.
I think that's fabulous.
But then I re-record it and it's like, You're welcome for the grilled cheese and the cocktails and the fun.
The flan is the fun.
The fun.
So you're serving flan at his birthday party.
And now it's flan.
Yeah, I think I honestly think it's a great idea.
I'm handing out flan as I'm singing.
It just sounds messy. I want to circle back to your rotting teeth and apparently
okay,
your rotting
please,
vagina.
Yes.
And you need
no,
to...
No, not rotting vagina,
no,
guys.
But, no, okay.
Guys, you,
but,
please.
Look, we both need to truly get like regular doctors this year.
Yes,
that's
2020
a thing we
goals.
Should do.
We need regular... let's get the same regular
let's
doctor.
Let's do it. I would love that.
Okay, what we're looking for, if you're a doctor and listening to this... please reach out because what we're looking for is a listener.
Be on the east side.
Be on the east side or east adjacent
yes.
of Los Angeles. Be look at me. Look at my eyes. Yeah. I want you to feel me.
Yeah.
I want you to remember my last health prognosis.
And don't judge.
Don't just look at the folder.
Pot smoke. Don't judge a little bit of booze here and there.
Don't make me tell you how many drinks anything is.
Don't be like, don't ask me if I have more than 5 drinks a week. Just don't do that.
Do not do that.
Just don't come close to asking me that, because I will lie to you and say no.
But ask me if you want me to get a drink with you after this appointment. I would love to get a drink with a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
But not a weird doctor.
No. But just like bottomless mimosas with like a great surgeon.
We need a doctor friend. You know what we're actually looking for? We need a doctor friend, because it doesn't matter what kind of doctor. Because what we want from a doctor is so many different doctors. Like, I need to get veins zapped out of one of my legs.
Really?
If you've been watching my workout videos, I've been positioning them, favoring the right leg. My left leg has crazy, like, just bulgy veins.
It's not that bad.
Well, no, but when I work
out, they will get worse.
They will get, and it's also, maybe it's not that leg.
Is that varicose veins? Is that what that's called?
I think they're called chunky monkeys.
Chunky monkeys. Cute. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cute when you put it that way. I want some.
They're swinging on branches. They're the branches that the I can't get further into the chunky monkeys. But what I want to tell you is, we need a doctor friend.
We want a doctor.
If you're a doctor in 2020, we need a doctor friend and or a regular doctor to go to these.
I would like, ideally, it all to be the same person. But if I have to switch it up and at the end of the day, I have 6 doctors in my life,
fine. Well, that's why your resolutions never actually land, is because you always want the most ideal.
That is true. What is your, do you have any other resolutions besides getting a doctor?
I want to be more present.
That's nice. I like that. I'm trying to work on that. And how are you going about working on that?
Sorry, I just need to check this. Oh my God.
Her fingers are inside
one
of her teeth.
There's so many sales still. It's still amazing. Fingers, plural. I have a fist in the hole in my tooth. Have you ever had a fake crown?
A fake, like worn a fake crown around town and pretended to be a queen. Yes.
Like I have a like the shitty spare tire in my teeth. Like,
oh yeah,
fake.
Yeah, I've had that.
Okay. Is it normal that you can like lift it up? Because they said don't do toothpick, but I was
tongue.
Like, but what if I did? And then it's just kind of a plug.
I've had that. And then one time, the first time I ever had that and I had a root canal was I broke my front tooth off.
I remember
and it
that.
It got infected and I had to like.
It got infected?
Yeah. Because it was like, it was over a weekend and I didn't have insurance, so I couldn't go to a dentist. And I was really broke at the time. And so I waited until Monday.
How does
Monday.
A tooth get infected? I thought it was like nails.
Because it was like, it was broken so in hard. It was the, like,
gum.
The thing was exposed. The nerve was
the
exposed.
The nerve was exposed, Jeffrey.
So they put in the thing.
Gross.
It was honestly horrible pain. Horrible, horrible, horrible pain. You, I've noticed, really freak out about teeth stuff.
Yeah. How did you notice?
Because your texts become erratic and it's as if you're like trapped in a burning building.
I do. And I'm happy for you to have that observation, because I do sometimes feel like I'm like, Shauna, do you understand how big
she
a deal
texted
this is?
Me asking for the address of the dentist while you were there. And
I was
like, did
come.
She is she having to go to the dentist? And I was like,
I almost like in those moments, like you just want to feel like a momness of like that someone is taking care of you,
yeah,
after
totally.
Like, and I just want her, because she skews very like you know, her dad was military, she's just like a tough girl,
yeah,
in that way, where I'm more of a pussy, so sometimes I need to like exaggerate how I feel,
yeah,
and then you know when you're exaggerating you don't know like where the real you
is. Yeah,
it's
like where
you
am
know
I in this,
you
in this equation, yeah, yeah,
talented Mr. Ripley,
totally.
And you're like, am I Mr. Ripley? And yeah. Then you're like, I don't think ever when I'm sick I know actually how painful or sick something is, because I'm just kind of nestled into the character of being sick.
Oh, that's interesting. I feel like when I'm sick I sort of, yeah, I guess I
you
do
know,
that.
You
yeah,
like
you're
shift
right.
On to
I
like,
do that.
Oh, I'm laying down.
Yeah, yeah,
and I
yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
But if you had to do something, you would do it.
I
and
guess.
Then you'd probably feel much better.
I've just never had to do anything in my life.
Well, that's why I have you on this podcast multiple times.
It's the one thing I have to do. Yeah,
she did offer to drive there, and then I was like, that would be so embarrassing. I'm literally getting,
and I was
like,
just seeing like separate texts from the two of you, and I was like, and meanwhile you're posting videos of yourself in like a chair, and I was like, oh, she's truly losing her mind. And I know this dentist, so I'm like, you know,
she's fine.
Hopefully she doesn't tell the people she knows.
Well, there's also this
me.
Thing in any dentist. I did.
They're hot.
Yeah, I
they're
guess.
Two brothers.
They I left me hanging a lot in terms of just laying there.
Oh, they put you in the swing?
they kind of got to get rid of that gentle swing. Shackled one of my ankles and then just sort of, they played wrecking ball, which I liked. People high-fived me. The nitrous did not work.
Did they use some nitrous?
Yes, but it was not affecting me. And he was like, and do you ever toot the old hoot? And I was like, sometimes I've done it before.
And then, does that make it not work?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I said...
Did they give you ayahuasca?
Yeah, I did a full... I was cradling a smaller version of myself, which also had holes in their teeth. And I was just... I was sort of plugging those while the dentist was plugging mine.
Oh, God.
So...
What a mess.
But what I don't like, and this is probably something I can work on with meditation, because I'm very impatient. I like to, like, get things done and have them done. Mm-hmm. It just was, like... It was, like, a cacophony of problems for me, having a hole in my tooth unexpectedly.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Then being sitting there and like waiting for the next part of the process and not knowing, he's like, you know, the range of what could happen is like you could have a root canal on two teeth, or you could have a partial crown on two teeth, or it's just a cavity. We need to like go in and see, and just like waiting and not knowing is like makes me anxious.
Yeah. They want me to have my wisdom teeth removed, and they are really compacted.
The government?
The government. The
you got one of the same
guys.
Letters that banned me from stand-up.
Yes. It's part of a similar protocol. Those dentists want me to have them, and the x-rays though, they are really compacted. And
you got
to
do it.
I know, but someone told me a horror story where they put you under and they like,
I've had my wisdom teeth
choked on blood and died.
No. That's not what's going to happen there.
Someone did tell me that, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. But it's like really invasive, and like they do one side at a time. It's like, I don't
want to ask you like everyone you fucked and yes. make them rate them
I'm
out of 10.
I'm still working on the list of all my past sexual partners in order to get my wisdom teeth removed.
You've got to get your wisdom tooth removed in 2020.
I think I do. I think I actually have to, because it's also, they're apparently pushing my bottom teeth together. And then I was denying having it. I was
apparently,
like, no, I don't want to do it.
That's like exactly what they're doing. I love
and
that
then,
you
allegedly.
Think that the dentists are like starting rumors of like, one of them's dating an Aniston.
They leaked it to Page Six. Yeah. But but they also told me though, that would make my cheekbones look better. So that makes me kind of want to do it.
What's happening with your cheekbones?
Well, I think because they're a little swollen back here, it would maybe my cheeks would go inward a little
bit. Don't we like cheekbones?
Yeah,
for men?
Want that. That would be good.
Oh, we
want
your cheeks to go in.
I want them to kind of, yeah.
If you could change anything for your face for 2020, what would it be?
I do one of those things where you have either surgery or the freezing, the thing where you have
the goblet,
nothing,
the little gullet.
Nothing,
he's
no
pointing at the under
and
the
really,
chin.
And sort of shave around my Ooh. Jawline and make my jawline just like. Perfect.
Okay.
What about you?
I would get these like things that this mole here in the corner of my nose and this one, I just get them off and just have normal skin there. Because
would
like,
you have the moles put somewhere else on your body? Would you have them moved?
Like fill my tooth with them. I'm just really looking for little scraps and
little scraps here
little
and there.
Tinder.
You can maybe cut off your baby toe and plug your tooth hole with it.
You keep exaggerating the size of the hole. Okay, what's your goal for 2020?
I mean, I guess it's like to get in shape, but that's like so boring.
But you always seem like you're in shape,
but,
and I guess this is just the story
but
of everyone's life.
Feel really in shape, and also to like have less of a belly, which means less boozing. So probably a lot less drinking in 2020.
2020, it's going to be like, oh my God. Are we drinking?
Yeah, I hate that, but it
Instead
is. It's got to
like,
be like, yeah. Good morning. Here's a vodka tonic. No, but like, I just, yeah, like, as opposed to like six nights of not even partying, but just like casual drinking a week, you know, making a weekend like enjoyment.
The thing about being an adult is like you can really do anything. And especially if you're lucky enough to like have a job and be able to like buy a nice thing of wine.
And especially if you're like, your schedule's not like a normal quote unquote schedule. And you have like, oh, it's Wednesday afternoon. I have nothing to do. Why don't I go have four drinks?
And if you're a writer, you go sit somewhere and you write anyway. And then you're like, why don't I loosen up the old.
Yeah. But so I want to.
And it's not the. And the problem for me, what I think is, it's not like, it's not even like the lifestyle part is like excellent, perfect. I'm not like waking up like, oh, I'm so hungover.
No.
It's more just calorically, I'm like dumping a lot into my body.
And it's also, it makes me eat more. Like if I'm drinking and I'm like, well, I might as well eat something so I don't get too drunk. And then it's like, I'm eating French fries in a bar and it's like, wait, I've had French fries four times this week. What am I talking about? What am I doing? Who do I think I am in 33?
That's disgusting.
So I want less of that in my life, and I want, so that kind of would give me a sense,
I guess, like,
more
in,
of like,
for both of us, it's like enjoying the sense of pride,
moderation.
Sense of pride and moderation.
Yes,
balance.
Yes. Because as you know, like I haven't, so I'm trying not to drink this month, and like
as
so
you
I'm,
know, I am too now.
Day five, and I will say I feel very proud of myself.
I'm like also it's a day very five, and I feel proud prideful, too.
I mean, I know that's a. It's not that very long.
No,
but, it is,
but
it's very,
especially when like new. Sorry. Thanksgiving has trickled into Christmas.
Oh my God. And we had in-laws for 2 weeks, and then we were with my parents for 2 weeks. And I mean, and like you add up those 4 weeks, that's basically all the booze at the bar at the Four Seasons. I don't know. I was trying to reference a bar, but I don't really drink anymore. So I couldn't come up with any.
Every single bottle of liquor
sexy.
On the Carnival cruise ship,
oh my God.
Leaving New Jersey, heading to the Caribbean over the course of 2 weeks.
My lower back is so sweaty right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be performing at the Olivia, not cruise, at Puerto Vallarta at the Hard Rock Hotel coming up in Feb. If you want to come, you can come. I'll be performing there.
That's going to be fun.
You should come.
When is it?
February 22 to March 1st.
That's right after my birthday on the 19th.
Come on, fly over.
Well, Augie's trying to get me to come visit him where he is at the moment, but I...
Can you say where he is? Oh my God. So Augie is Jeffrey's husband. You know this. And Augie, Augustus Prue, also actor.
But
very successful.
I don't
want to
get into it.
We're not getting into it, but I just want to... I mean, like, can they not know that you are married to a successful actor?
I just am not really out. Publicly. So
it's like, I think, never not funny when
I know,
gay
I
people
agree.
Pretend to
did
have
did you see that Ellen DeGeneres
yeah,
it was
yeah,
brilliant
yeah.
That
yeah.
speech was so funny.
It was
so
a funny,
funny
speech. I'm happy
for
I love her
Globes. Yeah,
everybody
always has
Hollywood
like horrible stories about her and
she's
like
not nice
and
but
people love to well, but also like it's because she's super
who's she
powerful
supposed to be nice
and,
to
like, yeah and you know what
me when I meet her and that's all that matters.
I personally think those stories are probably people want to take down the super powerful woman.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
People say
we have to ask the people that have been on her show that she sees as people that she would consider being nice to.
Right.
Not just like some lady that came to, like drove from Iowa and wanted to have tea with her.
Not Clara in the hat.
Not Clara in the hat from Iowa.
Yeah, but her speech was great. So wait, are you, but I want to, he wants me to go visit him there, but I want to, I would rather come visit you guys because
I think you should do that.
It would be easier.
Way easier.
Is Wolfie coming?
Yeah, he's the one that sits by the door and makes sure that no one's too drunk when they walk in.
Oh, good. Well, he'll be really good at that.
Speaking of too drunk, how was your family? JK, not that my family was too drunk, but there was an outburst about drinking that I'm going to tell you soon.
Oh, okay. My family was pretty good. I mean, we were there for 2 weeks in Georgia. It's always weird to sleep in my childhood bedroom.
When you say that, what are the feelings around it?
Well, it's full of clowns. So no, I don't know. It's just like, you know, it's the bedroom. Like we moved into that house when I was in like when I was three, I think. So it's, you know,
so what's the fucking big deal?
Every experience has been in that, you know, that house. And so I don't know. There's just something like old energy in there meeting new energy and like sleeping in that room.
Did you ever hide things in that room?
What do you mean?
Well, my friend was just over and she told me that they in her childhood room, she like hated her. I mean, no one's going to guess who this is, her stepmom. So she was writing about her stepmom.
Uh-huh.
She put it into the walls of her childhood room, and they recently did a reno. And so now she knows that the stepmom has read all of these.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that, first of all, that should teach people not to renovate homes, leave them as is. And second of all,
unless you want to know who you really are through the eyes of a child.
But I mean, I just, it's both positive and negative. Like, I feel like it, after 2 weeks, it feels like going back and being stuck in the past, being in your childhood bedroom. But also, there's the positive is like, oh my God, I'm in my childhood bedroom sleeping with my fucking gay ass husband.
you get homophobic.
And my fucking gay ass husband. Faggot,
this
get
flaming
out.
Flaming fag next to me.
No, but like, it's sweet.
I thought I'd be here with a woman.
Like, the first room I ever like jerked off in. And now I'm like, and like was scared and like, oh my God, am I gay? And now like I'm there.
Now you're sleeping on the stains of that.
No, I'm saying the sheets have not been washed since, folks. That said, the first time I ever jerked off in that room, I was, for the first like year of jerking off, I was weirded out by touching my penis. And so I would wrap my comforter around my cock and like jerk my cock off with my comforter and like fuck my comforter. And then I would come in it and then I would just like go to sleep and let it dry.
Ew.
And I like did that and I just thought it disappeared. And then like after about like 2 months of it, it was so disgusting and like, you know, crackly.
Ew.
My mom one day was like, so we're going to go to Belk today and buy a new bed set. I don't think we need it. And she was like, no, we do. And I, in the moment, didn't really think about it, but in retrospect, think about it all the time. And
they removed it from your bedroom, yes, like a sliding door, like fully
hazmat suits. but I switched crackly to socks, which is like a thing I think a lot of boys do, and jerking, yes, off into socks. But then I would just like put them in the laundry. I guess what I'm saying is get ready, folks, because Wolfie's gonna just jerk off into all your sheets and socks.
When did you start jerking off?
No, I was kind of late. I think I was like 14 or 15.
I didn't do masturbation, really. Like, I touched myself, but I didn't like get myself off.
Is that a thing? Is that common among
closeted gay
women?
I think so. I think it's because I was like confused about what I was supposed to be like. You know,
fantasizing
I was,
about.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like fantasizing. I mean, it's also like a leap to be like, just because you're having fantasies, to be like, and now I can come.
Yeah.
And I think it's more like popularized with boys and more apparent, like just like with the dynamic of your penis.
Totally.
It seems like your penis gets hard. And so then you know that you could get it. Not
yeah.
Hard.
And you see men
doing it,
coming in things more often in that. You know what I mean? It's like a, I guess when you're,
well,
a kid,
when you grow
maybe
up in a brothel.
I don't know.
But it, yeah, you do. No, it's hard to know. I do think there's like things.
But
with
I didn't
gender
know how to jerk off or anything. Like, did you have a sex education class that they talked like talk?
They
about
didn't tell me how to do masturbation.
Me
they
either.
Were just like they split the boys and the girls. Same. Up, which is weird. They should just tell everyone
so
everything.
So fucking weird. Yeah.
They told the boys like, you're about to start fucking.
Yeah. It's like,
and then they,
ooh,
told the girls like, you are gonna bleed for 25% of your life from the most vulnerable part of your body. And here is a fucking throw pillow that you can tape to your underwear. And this is the way to deal with it. And it was just like, cool.
Okay. It's like, do I have to? What if I don't? Yeah, no. I mean, I went to a Catholic school and they did the same thing where they divided us and they had like priests, but they weren't even like Catholic priests. They had like preachers from like non-Catholic churches even come in. And the guy that did ours told us, like, if you masturbate, you'll become gay. I remember a vivid memory of him telling the class that. He was telling, they were teaching us not to masturbate.
And then he licked his lips.
And then he listened. He licked his lip.
So how many do I get?
Line up, fellas. But so I never really knew, but I know how I learned how to jerk off.
Tell me.
I was obsessed with chat rooms.
Yeah.
And I like I was probably 14 and I was like in an AOL chat room pretending
to be an adult.
This is
Gabe Liebman's thing too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And chat someone rooms. Taught me how to jerk off in a gay chat room. Maybe it was Gabe Liebman back then.
That would be beautiful.
But yeah, and I remember them like teaching me how to do it in the chat room, and then we were like on IM.
Wait, were you seeing each other? No,
no,
you were typing. He
sending
was like
pictures.
And then, oh, pictures of penis?
He was sending me pictures of like of himself, but it clearly probably was not
himself.
Was
he oldie, probably?
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But he was sending me pictures of like Ryan Philippe, basically.
Okay.
And not actually Ryan Philippe, but like totally
something,
catfishing me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's how I learned. Isn't that gross?
So tell the listeners.
So here's how you jerk off.
It's back and forth.
Yeah. But how old were you when you had sex for the first time?
18.
See, I was as well. I didn't have sex until I was 18. I hooked up with people.
But it was like hard for me to have an orgasm at first. Because I was like, what's that?
Till I was about 30, I couldn't like allow someone else to give me an orgasm.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was really weird about it.
You're 30.
I know. And like I had tons
of sex.
Wait,
you are 30.
I'm 30. I'll be 33 in a few weeks. But maybe it wasn't 30. I guess because I was.
It was a long.
Augie was kind of the first person that like I allowed to
no
really
way,
make me come.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
I mean like. Other people, I mean, I would come in sex, but I would do it myself. You know what I mean? Like, I would jerk myself off.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, letting someone else do that, it took me a really long time to get there.
Whoa.
What
was the holdup?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe...
Some kind of shame thing.
Some sort of shame thing. And some kind of, like, I think it was also a big control thing of not wanting to, like, let someone else be in
See
control.
Your face go weird?
I don't know. No, my face goes beautiful. It gets very pronounced, very, very serious, very tired,
solemn,
sweet.
Your jaw just bulges out. Your chin
like, oh, that
slaps
guy is,
up.
That guy has a good head on his shoulders. No, but yeah, I don't
well,
know.
Well, speaking of control, what yeah. I was going to say, so you were talking about being in your family home.
Yeah, that's how we got there.
Our Christmas was in Mexico, Shauna's parents, beautiful. My brother, my parents, Ricky, our donor, yep. his family.
Yep.
And everything was gorgeous.
And the Trumps were there or no?
They couldn't make it, but they sent a gorgeous edible arrangement.
Oh, that's
all
nice.
Mangoes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Okay, so something that happened when we were away. Mm-hmm. I feel like you spend time with your family.
Yeah.
And you basically just create like a set list of things that you need to work out in therapy.
Yes.
The things that you're like, oh, well, that's a bag that I have that I don't want. I need to empty that right out and put it in a garage sale. You know, metaphorically speaking,
sure.
One of the bags that I have from growing up with my family, who I love so much. They're so great. They did so much for me. But it's like this controlling thing and this judgment thing mm-hmm. where so all of our families are drinking, having fun. We're dancing. My parents don't drink, so it's actually great. They can take Wolfie home, and it's like, you know, free babysitter, perfect.
Yeah.
And no one's missing out. But then my dad gets up on like day four and like stands up and he's like, I have an announcement. I am not going to any more group dinners because I'm seeing people drink so much and I'm worried about your bodies.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you're telling... Shauna's parents, like
these are full.
Shauna's mom was there. It's just like, what are you
on
doing?
Vacation.
Like, what are you doing? And what pushed him to that? Like, I was so angry because I could also like feel that in me, even though I drink. And it's like, you know, like
a version of that
where like if Shauna and I are out and like she wants to stay later,
uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, really?
Okay.
Kind of thing. Like that vibe.
You do
is
have to get
me.
Up tomorrow. That
yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, just the moment that you decide that it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
the time
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah,
cut
yeah.
it off.
I have that for sure.
Yeah, it's really
shitty. What did anybody say anything?
I said he was disgusting. I told my mom, you're disgusting. Which... That you know,
that's one way to respond.
It was fire with fire, and he was crazy. So I was like, "Oh, we're doing crazy now. All
yeah,
right."
Good
so
morning.
I took off my earrings, and I was just like, "Disgusting!" Then we went for a nice walk, my dad and I, and he actually like pretty quickly was like, "Yeah, that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I was actually just more talking to my kids." And it's like, we're not kids anymore,
mm-hmm.
and you should just be happy and proud of us. We don't have problems. We are, you know, like both my brother and I are like. Doing well in our lives
yeah.
and just because you don't do this thing doesn't mean that you need to be like counting our drinks and then like associating it in your mind with some problem that doesn't really exist. Like we naturally, regardless of whether my dad said this or not, naturally in January after all this party fun margaritas,
sure.
You're
getting back into the rhythm of things. You're not on vacation in Mexico drinking a billion margaritas. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like, it's over. Like, we're not kids anymore.
Right.
You can't tell us to...
We're literally on a vacation with my wife and child. Yes. I'm not your baby.
Yeah, and I rented the place. That's the part where I was like, disgusting, was like, yeah. I've rented this place.
Yeah.
Like, that was, but that's
also,
gonna,
again, your control shit too, where it's like, oh, but it's my place. Like,
and so everyone will act chill.
Yeah, it's like, I'm the captain of this ship, and if you're going to sit around and drink, then you're going to sit around and drink.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
That is. It is. It is the real shit.
Coming up next Tuesday, find out if Sabrina is still controlling, as well as this.
Well, it's wild because it really is a practice that, like, if you're in the rhythm of it, then it's normal and easy and fun
100%.
And cool. But it's like the same thing as like me not doing stand-up for even like 5 weeks. It's
100%.
Like getting up last night was like, what's this?
And they also talk about this.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm wearing the pantyhose with no underwear underneath.
Yeah, and then that's all smashed together.
Yes, it's called a mashed potato.
And don't miss Jeffrey saying this.
I would rather a dog with a healthy tum-tum in my sheets to be covered in boogers.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.